Hey there, welcome to Combster Daily Digest, your go-to spot for the latest and greatest in pop culture, served up in a neat 5-minute package. We're here to walk you through today's top stories, so sit back, relax, and let's dive right in. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and we've got all the juicy updates you need. Get ready for a star-studded Tony Awards with Ariana DeBose at the helm. JoJo Siwa drops a bombshell release date for her new single, Karma, while Eurovision fans brace for Hera Bjork's triumphant return. Plus, iconic Titanic memorabilia steals the spotlight at auction, and high-performance guru Brendan Burchard shares his secrets to boundless energy. Stick around for Dylan Gossett's heartfelt performance along London's canals. Let's get to it. Our first headline today brings Broadway's brightest star back to the spotlight. Ariana DeBose, known for her captivating performances on stage, is set to host the 77th Annual Tony Awards for the third consecutive year. DeBose, who earned acclaim and a Tony nomination for her role in Summer, the Donna Summer musical, is no stranger to the Tony stage. Her previous hosting stints have garnered her critical acclaim, even earning her an Emmy nomination. This year, DeBose promises to bring her trademark flair and charm to the Tonys, leading audiences on a night of theatrical excellence and celebration of Broadway's finest talents. Don't miss the magic on June 16th as Ariana DeBose takes center stage at the Tonys.
In music news, JoJo Siwa is making a triumphant return with her upcoming single Karma. After captivating audiences with her infectious energy and catchy tunes, Siwa is gearing up to release her first single since 2020's Nonstop. With cryptic teasers teasing fans on social media, the anticipation for Karma is at an all-time high. But Siwa isn't just stopping at music, she's also set to dazzle on the silver screen in the upcoming film All My Friends Are Dead. From catchy tunes to cinematic ventures, JoJo Siwa is proving to be a powerhouse in the entertainment world, and we can't wait to see what she has in store next.
In a thrilling announcement for Eurovision fans worldwide, Icelandic sensation Hera Bjork is set to make her triumphant return to the prestigious song contest for the second time. Born on March 29, 1972 in Reykjavik, Hera Bjork has been a prominent figure in Iceland's music scene for years. After narrowly missing the opportunity to represent her country in 2007, Hera's perseverance paid off in 2010 when she clinched the chance to showcase her talent on the Eurovision stage. With her captivating performance of I Don't Know What at the 55th edition of Eurovision, Hera Bjork left an indelible mark, earning widespread acclaim and reinforcing her status as a musical powerhouse. Now with her return to the competition with the song titled Scared of Heights, Hera is poised to once again mesmerize audiences with her soulful voice and dynamic stage presence. As she prepares to represent Iceland on the international stage once more, fans eagerly anticipate another unforgettable performance from this iconic artist, cementing her legacy as one of Eurovision's most memorable contestants.
In a recent auction event held by Heritage Auctions Treasures from Planet Hollywood, an iconic piece of cinematic history stole the spotlight, overshadowing even the most legendary props from other famous movies. The auction featured a fragment of the door frame from James Cameron's 1997 masterpiece Titanic, immortalized as the door on which Rose DeWitt Bukater, portrayed by actress Kate Winslet, was famously saved from the sinking ship. This symbolic artifact fetched an impressive bid of $718,750, surpassing the values of other renowned props offered at the event. Among the notable items on the auction block were the whip from the film Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which sold for $525,000, and the chalice representing the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, fetching $87,500. Additionally, the axe wielded by Jack Nicholson in The Shining garnered significant attention, selling for $125,000. The remarkable success of the Titanic door frame auction underscores the enduring fascination with Cameron's epic romance and its profound impact on cinematic history.
Ever wondered how high-performance guru Brendan Burchard maintains his energy levels? Look no further. Burchard, a renowned coach and author, unveils his 7 power habits for endless energy. With a routine honed over 2 decades, including regular exercise, healthy nutrition, and daily meditation, Burchard's approach emphasizes long-term vitality over quick fixes. His methods, outlined in his book High Performance Habits, have earned him accolades and recognition in the world of motivational speaking and personal development. So if you're looking to boost your energy and productivity, take a page from Brendan Burchard's playbook.
Wrapping up today's episode on a musical note, let's talk about Dylan Gossett's captivating performance along London's canals. Strumming his heartfelt single Cole, Gossett mesmerized fans with his raw storytelling and soulful melodies. Signed with Big Loud Texas/Mercury Records, Gossett's music bridges the gap between homegrown tales and universal appeal, earning him recognition on the Billboard Hot 100. As fans eagerly await his next move, one thing's for sure, Dylan Gossett is a name to watch in the world of country music.
And that's a wrap for today's Comster Daily Digest. Tune in tomorrow for more sizzling updates from the world of pop culture, and don't forget to follow our social media.